Looking at events from the future. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Would that there had been more people with a vestige of good among the generations of those who came before you, who forbade corruption in the earth, other than the few among them who we saved. Those who did wrong gladly pursued of life of luxury that they were given and were evildoers. Surah Hud 116. The verses, truly man was created headstrong, desperate when bad things happen. Surah Al-Ma'arij 19:20, indicate the egoistic tendencies in people's earthly desires. When people encounter situations that work against their earthly wishes or find themselves in difficulties, they exhibit enormous determination and persistence to escape them. However, because of the selfish nature of their earthly desires, they fail to treat situations or troubles afflicting people's problems with the same determination and persistence they exhibit in the face of their own. Such behavior has no place in Muslim moral values. A true Muslim regards a difficulty or problem afflicting another Muslim, even someone on the other side of the world, as his very own. He seeks a solution to them by employing to the utmost all the material and spiritual means Allah has placed at his disposal, his mind, intelligence, conscience, talents, knowledge, and practical skills. He never says, "There are many people who are far stronger and richer, far cleverer and more influential than I am. Who can solve these problems? So let them worry about them and put them right." Almost every day, we see reports in the newspapers and on the television of grave dimensions which the oppression inflicted on Muslim reaches. The world is clearly in a state of chaos. Openly aggressive policies are being implemented against Muslims. The rights of Muslims, who are tortured, dragged from their homes with no explanation offered and never heard of again, imprisoned with no justification and terribly oppressed, are incapable of being protected. There is obviously a need for strong, determined, and honest Muslims with clear consciousness and full awareness to defend the rights of these wronged people. That being the case, it is unacceptable for a believer to be apathetic, indifferent, or uncaring. Confronted by this, believers must steer everyone's conscience into action. The moral values of the Quran require that they do all they can to encourage all Muslims of reason and sound conscience like themselves. The result will be a glorious picture, and even the smallest step will, by Allah's leave, be powerful enough to affect the whole world.
www.harunyahya.com